Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא מתוכנית
הסולם. Hello, we'll start our lesson with excerpts from the topic of From the Bottom of the Ladder to Permanent Adhesion. We'll continue with item 13. The lesson can be watched on Kam.TV, and you can write us questions there, which may be asked here during the lesson.
תחתית הסולם.
The bottom of the ladder. I saw that it is being interpreted by all kinds of in all kinds of different manners by people. Well, if we're talking about mistakes, our whole work is about scrutinizing what actually is the right approach or not. So the mistaken approach is when a person thinks that, well, he doesn't want anything, he doesn't need anything, he agrees with whatever is happening, and then it is called that he is in annulment of himself on the bottom of the ladder, simply the more passive he becomes, the closer he is to spirituality. And this is completely incorrect. Because specifically one has to be in great effort, as much effort as possible, of making himself into the point in the heart, which is the bottom point in the ladder, the first point of having a grip on spirituality. To that extent, this point deserves to develop. And therefore, the ascents in this point require annulment, concessions, a very big effort upon whatever happens to one in life. The appreciation of spirituality, and only one's ego is restricted with its demand into one black dot, so that if he will think or want or care about the egoistic desire, one has to check to see how much for him it is all restricted to a point, but not because he doesn't want, rather he wants everything. Otherwise he won't have the left line against the right line. The point is reality that reaches the dimensions of a point, both on the right and on the left, and also up and down in chasadim, in a lack or surplus, and also in chokhmah, lack or surplus. And it is all restricted from all of these four directions into one point. That this is how one thinks of his own will to receive, but he lives it and he sees it as a partner. As it says, that two hold the talit. We need two lines in order to later on advance on the ladder. And even this bottom point on the ladder must be comprised of the whole world, however, with respect to one's egoistic desire, for him, in his eyes, it is restricted to a point. Well, let's follow what our teachers tell us, and we will advance.
Excerpt 13
from Baal Sulam Shemati 121, She is like merchant ships. This is the meaning of that man doth not live by bread only, but by everything that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of kedusha, of sanctity within one, does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entrances, that is, admissions into kedusha, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the Sitra Achra in one's body, where it claims, "She is all mine," with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should unite everything with the Creator, that even the exits stem from Him. And when he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entrances were all from Him, from the Creator. This forces one to be humble, since now he sees that the Creator does everything, the exits as well as the entrances. And this is the meaning of what is said about Moses, that he was humble and patient, that one must tolerate the lowliness. Thus, in each degree, one should hold on to the lowliness. And the minute he loses the lowliness, he immediately loses all the degrees of Moses that he had already achieved. This is the meaning of patience. Lowliness exists in everyone. But not every person feels that lowliness is a good thing. Thus, one does not want to suffer. However, Moses tolerated the humility, which is why he was called humble, since the lowliness made him glad.
This first point that we prepare as the infrastructure for the ladder is special. It is characterized by a person beginning to agree with the fact that there is also room for the left line, for all kinds of disturbances, problems that occur to him personally and collectively in him and in the whole world. This also comes from the upper providence, and the left is no less important than the right. Rather, in between the two of them, by the right attitude to both of them, a person, like walking on two legs, he ascends the rungs of the ladder. So the most important for us is to understand, to agree with, and to study how to work with darkness just like with light, with all of the disturbances that are actually help made against him. And without them, it wouldn't be possible. So the right attitude and neutral, mature attitude to all of the things that come personally and also collectively to a person, that everything comes from the Creator, from the source of good, and it is spread for us to left and right. And I relate to it correctly also on the left and the right until I balance them, my right with his left and my left with his right. This is how we balance the attitude of the Creator until we reach the point where there is none else besides him and he's specifically good that does good. The left supports and does its work just like the right. Like the right, it means that it supports and it scrutinizes, and all of the things come specifically through the collision between the two lines, and we then between them feel reality. This is how our sensor, our sense, our spiritual sense is created, called three lines. Left and right, and in the middle, it's already our perception, as much as we can balance these two lines together. Let's read it again.
Excerpt 13, Baal HaSulam, Shamati, Article 121. She is like merchant ships. This is the meaning of that man doth not live by bread only, but by everything that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of Kedusha, sanctity, within one, does not come specifically from drawing closer from entrances, that is, admissions into Kedusha, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the Sidra Achra in one's body, where it claims she is all mine, with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should unite everything with the Creator. That is, even the exits stem from the Creator. And when he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entrances were all from the Creator. This forces one to be humble, since now he sees that the Creator does everything, the exits as well as the entrances. And this is the meaning of what is said about Moses, that he was humble and patient, that one must tolerate the lowliness. Thus, in each degree, one should hold on to the lowliness. And the minute he loses the lowliness, he immediately loses all the degrees of Moses that he had already achieved. This is the meaning of patience. Lowliness exists in everyone, but not every person feels that lowliness is a good thing. Thus, one does not want to suffer. However, Moses tolerated the humility, which is why he was called humble, since he derived joy from lowliness.
So, how can we define what is humility and what is lowliness? And how do we reach them? What do we need them for? Please. I'm asking you to wake up and enter the scrutinies. These things are very practical, very important.
What is humility and lowliness, and how do we attain them? We need to be in a state where we lower our heads before every wave that comes, like the example of Rabbi Akiva, who held on to the floating board, and with every wave that came, he just lowered his head. The Creator sends each one the most correct and appropriate state in order to advance him. And advancement is actually through lowliness, through bowing your head to the state and knowing that every state comes from the Creator.
Yes, this brings us back to what we learned yesterday, this matter of annulment, that one knows that there is a single authority that is managing everything here, and this is there is none else besides him, and out of that he starts to act.
Yes, and actually only from the point of lowliness, where one is in that state, then he can notice the right and the left, and not only search for one line. And then he can truly begin to receive and to create these discernments. The point of lowliness is like that point of zero, that zero point we talked about Saturday. When you hold on to the lowliness, then you can establish a correct perception of reality, correct attitude towards reality. And when we stop that, everything vanishes.
Yeah, lowliness is that point that is actually a point that keeps us from deviating to the right or to the left. We begin that from the annulment that we learned about over a few days, that it's enough for us just to have this point of identifying with the Creator, and all the rest, let him do whatever he wants.
Yes, it's easy to say, but when one sees that the things which are dear to him and important to him are not kept, but only that point of unity is kept, then he needs to make this calculation and see if that's the point of life, the most important thing. And then he needs to put that above everything that he previously thought was important. And it's some work. He has to be happy for receiving such work to do.
Yes, because this is indeed the measurement that a person is on the right path. We do the work in order to bend, to rise above our will to receive, above our ego, above our personal pride. As it says, that I and you cannot dwell in the same abode. A person has to reach a state where he's truly breaking this ego, this will to receive, and he receives this
love. How do I build the point of the bottom of the ladder of spiritual ascension by taking everything that's good as bad and bad as good? How do I establish my spiritual point in the beginning of the ascension by seeing the good as equal to the bad and the bad as equal to the good, because everything comes from the Creator and everything is for the best? And I see that only this is the reason for going through all of the states I go through in life. Please.
This can come only if a person is in adhesion with the Ten and he is connected to the Friends. Only then he can he bless over all the states that come to him, because there is a root between us. And so his anchor is the Friends, the Ten.
The Friends make him feel that what he previously thought is bad, meaning emptiness in the will to receive, is actually good. He doesn't use the desire directly. And what seemed to him good, being happy because of all kinds of things, suddenly seems to him bad. He doesn't want to use his will in that manner. He becomes this neutral point, not to this side nor to that side, and he begins to use his will only for the sake of the Friends. And if it's not for that, he doesn't use it.
He has to annul towards the Friends by making them greater all the time and creating at least such an image that there is something here that I want and I have to annul before it.
I agree with what Gilad said previously. There are things which are very easy to say sometimes, but when it comes to the money time, to the moment of truth, then a lot of energy and power is acquired of the person. And I think only the society can give that strength to the person, only the Friends, in order to really accept the good the same way he accepts the bad and vice versa, and to really want to introduce the greatness of the spiritual goal, of this patience, if there's none else besides him into it. In that we can help each other.
Yes, because by changing our whole system of values, the one who then supplies us with importance anew so that we can truly walk on this path is the society. When you surrender before the society, you can receive from it, even in the early stages, you can receive this new system of values that Kabbalists dictate to us. And they define what is good and what is bad, in contrast to what our will to receive originally defines.
I'd like to add, about the environment. We have forcefully to insert ourselves into the environment in order to perform these scrutinies. And these scrutinies we're talking about are the essence of our spiritual path. We mustn't escape them, run from them. And we can do that only by, well, I wrote in my diary yesterday and I did this and that. And
Rav, how do we check ourselves that we suffer from loneliness, or we agree with loneliness, or we even enjoy and we're happy with loneliness? How do we check ourselves regarding our attitude towards loneliness? Do we suffer from it? Do we agree with it? Do we enjoy it? From being in a point.
Do we build? I suppose that it's by comparing the states. Perhaps it's worthwhile to go to the cemetery and sit there and to observe, see what we can get to in a few moments if we don't take a step towards the Creator. And by that you can just weigh possible causes for happiness.
We need to adopt at least 2 points of gripping. One is the 10, the center of the 10, the friends, the society, the greatness of the Creator that is in it. The other one is our ego that will always want its own thing. It will only want more and more pride, everything there is in it, especially in relation to the friends. Now, where do we look from? If we look from the side of the ego, of course it suffers. If we look between the friends, this is a process like a scientist that is looking at it. If we look from the side of the quality of Bistol or the 10, it's great joy because this is progress. How do we do it? Together.
Yes, exactly so. To be a scientist, we study the heart. What else do we have to do in our work? Constant examinations and trials. A person is constantly being examined to see how he responds. We need to be in a state of, call it spiritual schizophrenia, a kind of constant separation, division. Item 14, Baal Sulam Shamati 143, only good for Israel. Only good to Israel. God is to the pure of heart. It is known that only and just are diminutives. This means that in every place the Torah writes only and just, it comes to diminish. Therefore, in work matters, we should interpret it as when one diminishes oneself and lowers oneself. Lowliness applies when one wants to be proud, meaning that he wants to be in gadlut, in greatness. This means that one wants to understand every single thing, that his soul craves hearing and seeing in everything. But still he lowers himself and agrees to go with eyes shut and to observe the Torah and commandments in utter simplicity. This is good to Israel. The word Yeshalkel is the letters of Li Rosh, or the head, the mind is mine. This means that he believes he has the mind of Kedusha, of sanctity, although he is only discerned as just, meaning that he is in a state of diminution and loneliness. And he says about this that this just that it is absolute good. Then the verse, God is to the pure of heart, exists in him, meaning that he is awarded with a pure heart. And this is the meaning of, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. The heart of flesh is mochin devak, called mochin of clothing, which comes from the upper one. Mochin degal, however, should come from the lower one, meaning through the scrutinies of the lower one. The issue of vak de mochin and gar de mochin requires explanation. There are many discernments of vak and gar in each degree, and perhaps he is referring to what he wrote in several places, that the katnut, called galgalta ve'enaim of the lower one, rise to man through the kli that raises man, called achap of the upper one. It therefore follows that the upper one elevates the lower one, and then, to receive the gao of the lights and the achap of the kelim, the lower one should rise by itself.
We, in the meantime, are talking about the fact that we annul ourselves so much so that we're included in the Upper One as a point, and He can elevate us. To bring ourselves to the point means, on our behalf, to reach Ibu, conception. And the Upper One sees how much we are capable of being in Ibu in the 3 days of reception from the left, right, and in the middle, that we are able, we're capable of holding on to that point, and then He begins to elevate us to Him. This is called to bring us into the womb. And then there we begin to develop already. This is within the ladder. So, only and just are the limitations that we take upon ourselves, so that it will actually be good for Yashar Kel, for those who yearn for the goal. How do we answer all of the things that come to us only and just as good in order to aim ourselves towards the spiritual goal so that the Upper One will elevate us to it gradually into Ibu already, conception? Please. What does it mean that we have the readiness to be in the womb? This is our preparation today. How do we prepare ourselves to be Uba, an embryo? The beginning, the drop, the drop of semen within the womb. Please.
We need to have a lack. For the light to constantly make us think and ask for one another. So there won't be a single moment of separation where the connection between us is severed. So that we constantly hold on to one another in Arvut and think about the light and the extent to which we're drawing it in Arvut for one another.
This point in which we work on, there is none else besides Him, and in it we annul whatever comes, anything that shows up from the desire, we cancel it. We're willing to cancel it only in order to grip onto the friends.
Where we work only in order to attain that point of adhesion with the Creator, which is at the center of the ten. And if we try it alone, it's not work. And if we attain it in the middle of the ten, then we're not yet adhered to Him, but we need to attribute this to Him as well, meaning that at least we're at the beginning of the path. We want to get there.
Specifically to prepare ourselves to be the drop of semen within the womb, well, all of these limitations of only and just, well, maybe from the side of the will to receive it feels like a limitation, but from the side of the will to bestow, any such limitation puts you very much into the groove, into the right direction that you have to be on. So it turns out that it's actually help, very precise help, helping you reach exactly the place where you need to reach. However, I have to say that when we see Salt Lake City and it's morning there and they're all driving their cars and throughout their day they're attached to the friends, it gives a lot of greatness and inspiration.
It may be that that point of adhesion, which everyone talked about, is the place where all these values change for us. Rav gave us an example of how the left of the Upper One we strengthen through the right as a group, and our right we used to hold on to the left of the Creator, meaning we are reduced into a single point, a point of, so to speak, a kind of limitation of the will to receive, but being open in the will to bestow.
this point of Ibur, of conception, where on one hand we give the Creator as much possibility as possible to start to take this point and develop it. In order to be in that state, we have to truly be in that state of loneliness we talked about before. We have to know that I cannot do it by myself. And finally, I have to agree to turn to the Creator so that He will change me through the light. And of course, all of that, we have to do it through the greatness of the Creator. It has to hurt us in our whole body. We should have this huge yearning to reach this state of performing an act of bestowal, finally.
If all our work is summarized as justifying everything that comes from the light, only to show acceptance for whatever he does, and I try through the friends and the ten to annul and accept everything, then the Creator appropriately, I guess, pressures us. And
Rav, how do we hold ourselves, each one holding his friend and the whole group holding all of the friends in a world group, truly, so that everything that comes, we first of all attribute it to our advancement as something necessary for our advancement. Even before I begin to see it, what, who, my approach should be to feel it, that it is coming in order to advance me. How do we establish such a public opinion so that each one will see his life this way, each and every moment? Well, talk about it. How do we establish such a view in the society so that each one will accept each moment in life as aiming him towards the goal?
We have to use all the means that we have. What is the general opinion of the group? It's made of actions and thoughts and speech to show greatness, an example, to show gadlut, to smile, to do everything that you can do in order to show that this is the most important thing. And then whenever a person hits some hurdle in his life, then he has the strength he receives from society and the light which we invite through this effort in the group in order to overcome whatever comes, whatever state comes. But we need to generate this atmosphere in our kli at every moment.
Well, we are Bnei Baruch. Bnei Baruch. We are the parts, the most beloved faces of the Creator. We are truly under His control each and every moment. Anything that we get comes from Him directly in order to aim us towards the goal, in order to generate in this general system a kli that can truly reach the revelation of the Creator. And this has to be our spirit. So, between us, the friends who are listening to us right now, you should know that you are the most special people in the world. There's nothing more special than the work that we are doing each and every moment. We were truly privileged with this thing called the wisdom of Kabbalah, sitting like that between us each and every day, working and doing it, studying it.
It actually causes us to feel that whatever state comes to a person, regardless of where it is, at home, at work, everything, all of those states come into the ten, only so that he's attached more strongly to the ten, to the friends. With every state that comes, I need to see how I immediately kiss the stick and adhere to the friends and invest more and exert more to strengthen the connection. The light works on the friends, on the ten, not on me. Nothing works on me directly.
It sounds as though a person has to be on the one hand in this neutral point, but on the other hand, in anticipation to see where does he absorb deficiency from, how does he catch that wave of what is going on. So there are two lines.
Love. Can we advance towards the purpose of creation by pleasant things, or perhaps only by unpleasant things? Please.
Yes, it is possible to advance.
Love. If so, what is the meaning of left and right in the work? Please.
Yes, it is possible to advance through pleasant things by amplifying the goal, making it greater than all of these pleasant things, and building a deficiency by wanting to bring this greatness to the friends, by integrating with their kelim, and there's nothing more pleasant than that, really.
Yes, I agree. Both the lack and adhesion with the upper one, that can be the most pleasant thing in the world, despite whatever the will to receive feels or thinks. Again, it's easy to say, like many things, but when one gets those trials and tests that we talked about in the preparation to the lesson, if he has a group, an environment that's strong enough to support him, he finds that it's truly true and there's nothing more whole than a broken heart, and then one can be happy because he's in contact with the upper one.
I read this question a few times already, but I don't have a clear answer because things change. It's very dynamic in our state. What's called, one day it's on the right, and the other one day it could be the left, can be flip over. So it's very important how and the society supports you. It's very important how much we're all attached to what it says in the books. And it's also very important what we actualize, even above reason, with our eyes shut, according to what we get from the Kabbalist.
Actually, this point of applying this study with eyes closed, it gives you a kind of indication of what is pleasant, unpleasant, good or bad. We have, in relation to our will to receive, pleasant and unpleasant, and in relation to the goal, pleasant and unpleasant. Then it works out in relation to the exits and the coming closer and entering, which we talked about. Does it advance us towards the goal? We have to...
Quote number 15, Bala Sulam Shamati, what is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Achra? The shade of Klipa, shell, is called another god, is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, sanctity, however, it is called, under its shade I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one will have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that, one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys his work. So, why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. Therefore, he has no abasement from this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of the concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning however the Creator wants one to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, one agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but considers what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, under its shadow I delighted, meaning one covets such a state where one can make some overcoming above reason.
This means
that
over all the bad things that come to me in mind and heart, I can rise and relate them to advancement and to sanctity. Of course, it all comes from the Creator. If I do that, it means that I am in the state of chafetz chesed. I have nothing, I don't even have a shirt. I feel that I'm shirtless. If I don't feel it, if I don't need it, then it doesn't mean that I'm chafetz chesed. Meaning all things, all of the vessels, my will to receive, which is found to be empty and suffering, if I rise above that, it means that I am in the state of chafetz chesed, seeking grace. This is my anguish, which I feel, and I rise above it, and I'm happy because of that. As the Rabash would say, he'd point on himself, say, let him suffer, let it suffer. He would separate himself from his body and say, let it suffer. And if I receive delights, such delights which completely drive me crazy, and I can rise above it, the same way as I rise above the suffering, and in them too, to be in a state of chafetz chesed, meaning to adhere to the Creator alone. And the kli doesn't matter to me if it's in a minus, in bad sensations, or plus, good sensations. Then this means that I'm in receiving in order to bestow. So let us discuss these three states. The point, the dot. After that comes chafetz chesed, to bestow in order to bestow, and then to receive in order to bestow. So the point is the point of inception, where I restrict everything in it. I don't want anything other than to adhere to the Creator in everything that's possible, like a baby and his mother. And then all sorts of lacks come, deficiencies, and I'm adhered to the Creator even more, and precisely with the help of these deficiencies. And then after that, when I go through all of my lacks, I conclude that stage, then the opposite comes to me. Fulfillment, fillings. And then, over them, I adhere to the Creator to the same extent. And these fillings give me the degree of receiving in order to bestow, gadlut, greatness. Let's discuss this, please. Each one helps his friend. Speak together. Speak together, actually together. Everyone, all together.
Okay, so.
All right. Yesterday you talked about the World Cup or something. No, you didn't watch it? You didn't talk about it? Look at you, you're so behind. So, in that way, deliberately, I want to confuse you. Just talk the same way you have like a, you know, parlor room kind of chat. Parlor chat, yeah. Just talk freely.
Well, there are three states. One state is, well, what can you do? It's the point, the dot. Later come things that are unpleasant and a person has to overcome them. Then the pleasant things that he can use already. And in all of them, most important is the goal is clear.
And I also feel that point we're talking about, the point of inception, that's the most difficult to grab hold of. It's most difficult to understand. What is that point of conception, of Ibu? How can we reach it? And the other states are a bit more easy to understand intellectually. Even though in practice I don't understand how you can receive so many delights and then work with them.
I think that throughout the day, this is the difficulty of tying all the different states, all the different lengths that appear before you to the goal, to see them as part of the correction and keep on adding. This is something that I fall in each and every time. In the lesson, we actually managed to establish a point, but during the day, there are thousands of different states, and I don't manage to take advantage of any of them.
The attainment of the goal is very easy, simple, and joyous. And it all depends on preparation. Right now we're sitting here and we're reconstituting the connection between us. We're repairing them, the Shekhinah between us. And throughout the day, he can send us $1 million or the World Cup or suffering. We have pledged to perform these actions, so we'll carry them out.
Yeah, there is a state where I feel like being with the friends is great. They're beautiful, they're great. And the situation where I don't want to be with the friends, still they have to be great and beautiful because I still want to be attached to them. So no matter what, whatever state comes, you know, I have to see the friends. And that's how it is.
These states come where the Creator is trying to push one from that point. He sends him all sorts of problems, and then one requires the feeling of the greatness of the Creator to hold on to him, and then that way he advances. He advances by feeling the power of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator.
Yeah, one of the ways to understand this whole system with the three points that Rav talked about is to throw it into the guest and the host. When I enter this meal, I'm not hungry, I don't need anything, I don't have any feeling of a lack, but I see the table, and then a certain feeling starts awakening that I would like to, but I don't feel pleasant. That's the second point where I feel that I don't have a shirt. I would have liked to have one. And the third point is indeed that I do everything that I do opposite the host in order to give him pleasure so that he will be happy that I'm enjoying myself.
Yes, that point is exactly the point of transition, because our substance is the will to receive. It wants, and it wants for itself. That's the default setting. So we need to create some new space above it, where he constantly checks why he wants it, what's his purpose, what does he gain by it. And together we can build, together, that's what we're talking about. Together we're building something higher than each individual's desire to enjoy or not suffer, and that being the only thing that leads him.
I want to say that one of our friends had his request from the heart yesterday that we should think about him. And specifically, this state really gathered everyone. We were all around him, thinking about him, feeling him. This first initial point of cleaning everything other than being attached to the Creator, I think that this is the essence of the work we should have throughout the day. Because when a disturbance comes to a person, it is very clear, oh, it's opposite your face, and it's hard for a person. Well, the other nine around him, it's very easy for them to connect to him. But when something big comes to a person, then even it's hard for a person to cope with it. Many times I feel that we get these extreme states, not for ourselves, but mostly for our friends. But these points of routine, of the daily stuff, when you're at work, when things are not extreme, there it's the essence of the work. Clean up everything and constantly come back to that point, to the Creator.
Yes, exactly. You brought the exact point which I wanted to talk about, because you need to bring the center, to move it from myself into to somewhere else, in order to If you don't go through each of these stages, you can't get to the last one. From the pleasure, you can really focus on the Creator and place the whole weight of importance on Him. And only through these three phases, you can...
Rav, what is the addition in our adhesion from the point to bestowing in order to bestow and to receiving in order to bestow? From the point to katnut, smallness, and then to gadlut, greatness. What is the addition in the adhesion in the vikut? Where does the pratsuf come from? From the point, then it's small, then it is great. Please.
Begins to come from the connection with the friends, because I don't need to be connected with the friends in order to be in that point, to be adhered to them. I don't need to be in contact with them. I can be here for years and I'm connected to them, but to actually start working in bestowal in order to bestow, I need to develop a connection with them, to be concerned for them. It's something else entirely.
This is called to be in adhesion on the level of bestowing in order to bestow. To be on the level of receiving in order to bestow, I need my interest to be in the friends, truly. To be not only to be clear or free of myself, but to be in the friends.
The addition, I suppose, is participation, the extent to which I want to be active, an active participant. Yesterday we had some tension in the tent. It was like a roller coaster, and I missed one of the meetings, and I was burning inside from envy. How could I miss the train, and everyone is running forward, and I missed a stay. I missed an opportunity to integrate with them. So it all depends on participation.
Let's say that in this stage, the addition is agreement, that I agree that the goal is for the Creator to enjoy, not for me to enjoy, that the friends will enjoy and not for me to enjoy. This whole path is built on how much am I integrating in the friends and how much is this thing is common. Nothing comes to a person personally, everything occurs between us, everything occurs for us, from this me to us to one.
Like a little child, he doesn't care. Something good or bad happens to him, he runs immediately to his parents to show them.
Quote number 16, Bala Sulam Shamari 16, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work?
Pay attention.
It is written, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you have the day of the Lord? It's darkness, not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so. Meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is benevolent. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, then the light of God, called the upper abundance, will go to the vessels of reception, called the vessels of separation. And this they don't want, since it will go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of kedusha, sanctity, which is against the will to receive for self-satisfaction. Instead, they want to be attached to the Creator.
Perhaps again.
Bala Sulam Shamadi 16, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty that it is so, meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see that the Creator leads the world as good who does good, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is above, against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is as good who does good. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, then the light of God, called the upper abundance, will go to the vessels of reception, called vessels of separation. And they do not want this, since it will go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of kedusha, which is against the will to receive for self-satisfaction. Instead, they want to be adhered to the Creator.
אז מאיפה מגיע להם? So from where? השגה רוחנית. Do they get spiritual attainment? From where does it come to them? מאיפה מגיע להם יום השם? From where do they get the day of the Lord? אם הם לא מקבלים את האור. If they do not receive the light. So what becomes for them? From where do they get the light that fills them and gives them the sensation of divinity? What is the light of knowledge? The knowledge of the Lord. If they do not want it to be revealed, darkness we can in some way depict. A person receives some protection over his will to receive and is willing to work even without receiving anything in return. He has the strength to work. This is in bestowal in order to bestow. But later, from the darkness, from the night, where does the work of the day come from? When he begins to receive the light? What becomes light for him? How does he determine that this is light? What does it mean, the light in the vessels of bestowal, which he obtained? Read it again.
Quote number 16, Bala Sulam, Shamari 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work?
Try to make an effort. These efforts are the most important thing. They're the lacks. Accordingly, we'll receive help from above. Of course, it's not from ourselves that we create these new vessels and new discernments. It's only through the light. And the light comes thanks to the lack that we raise. Together, we want to be adhered to Bala Sulam, glued to what he's writing to us here.
It is written, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty that it is so. Meaning that the Creator guides the world as good who does good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as good that does good. Because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is above reason, against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is as good that does good. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, then the light of God, called the upper abundance, will go to the vessels of reception, called vessels of separation. And they do not want this, since it will go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of Kedusha, which is against the will to receive for self-satisfaction. Instead, they want to be adhered to the Creator.
So what does it mean to adhere to the Creator in general? What does it mean to adhere to the Creator in general? Help each other. Try to pray. Try to get mochin, meaning what comes to the group, that comes from above. The fact that everyone makes an effort, he does it with his tiny, corporal, miserable mind or intellect. So, please.
To be in adhesion with the Creator means it doesn't matter what state a person goes through, he holds on to the friends so as to direct everything to none else besides him.
Let's say to adhere to the Creator, it's not that I want to feel with clear knowledge that is good, that does good, but I want to feel as if He is good that does good. It's a very powerful excerpt.
Yeah, that not the feeling of good or bad or pleasant or unpleasant is not in my own miserable desire, but the feeling of the group, that we always feel like we're building the tent, the group, where it becomes revealed, and that's our protection.
Yeah, we should have the feeling that we are part of this process that the Creator is putting us through. And the avud between us is that every one of us will be able to hold on to this, that we're in this process where we can gradually see that the Creator is good, that does good. It's not that we're going to understand it in practice, but we're going to feel it completely, that this is the way, we're on it together, and against the states that we receive, so we react.
Yeah, this partnership that Itai spoke about manifests in our work, that we pray for each and every friend, and this is what we want, to be in adhesion between the friends and the Creator.
It means that we constantly have to increase the connection between us, so that we will have to adhere to Him constantly more and more, because the moment we have reached this temporary adhesion, there is nothing more we can hold on to. So we need to add these efforts between us to hear the friends, to see how we can bring them greater greatness and importance of the Creator, that He is the one controlling the reality every moment.
This passage is truly a strong passage. They're asking not to see corporeally in the world to receive the gadlut, but actually through the gap between what the world to receive feels and the goal and the greatness of the Creator. That is actually pushing us to work. And again, the best example we can show is to through our friends. It's very hard to see it on yourself, but when you see a friend in a certain state and making an effort and continuing on the path, these build the greatest impression in us and the power.
Yeah, the fact that we try to connect with each other and with all the difficulty in it, we're actually building, creating the greatness of the Creator between us, although we can't really feel and see it, but it stems from our need to connect. Every time anew to build the greatness of the Creator more and more, we are the ones building this greatness. We demand it, and this is what we want to increase and create between us.
And it's important to remember that the light only comes from our common efforts and not from our well-phrased answers.
And corresponding to this goodness that is revealed and made between us, where everything should happen, it is constantly revealed how much every drop that falls into the will to receive ruins everything. In the will to receive, there's only bad. There's nothing good about it. So we have to be real careful that everything will be above it, only in the group. Really, in the group, in the ten.
Yeah, and because of this, the work of adhesion with the Creator is to feel it from within the darkness, from the night, that the day of the Creator comes when a person feels that he's at night. On top of that, we have to feel our relation and the attitude and our work. Rav, why the first degree, bestowing in order to bestow, is called faith? And the second degree is called faith above reason. What does it mean, above reason?
I think above reason is exactly the guidance Rav gave us. There was this moment where he told us that we have to feel Baal Sulam and what he wants to give us, and not to try to understand everyone with his own mind what this article means. Above reason is a constant desire to connect to the friends and together try to understand, feel, receive what the Creator is giving us. And that is the condition. There's nothing else.
Faith above reason sounds like tension between two lines. What a person sees in his reason, and above it, he chooses to adhere to the group, to the force of bestowal. And simple faith, plain faith, is just his desire is covered. He's not using vessels of reception.
Perhaps it is above reason means that the reason is in a certain level of importance and faith is on a higher level, meaning my reason is not a parameter of how I decide how to treat every state. I have to treat every state through the 10, through the desire of reaching bestowal, and to see that every state I'm going through is for us as a 10 to reach the quality of bestowal between us. And my reason, it can be the same or not, but it's not an issue in of how we can make decision. It's nice to have, but
I would say not that it's not a parameter in the decision making, but the specifically the reason, specifically the will to receive, specifically our need to constantly hold on to things and be in control and not let go of that place, that's the greatest place to overcome. That specifically on top of that, on top of the ego, as it was said before, he and I cannot dwell in the same place. That this is specifically the work of the person, that there is a World Cup and there is a gathering of friends and a person chooses the gathering of friends.
I think that just faith is on the present level of our connection. We can influence each other, we can be connected and adhere to the Creator, but faith above reason is when we want to add something additional to that, to the point where we're not connected to the next level of our connection. And this is where we're striving at.
All
right, let's now hear some update about the preparations for the Congress in Europe. Giuseppe, our friend who is administrator for the Italy group, and let's hear and then continue the test.
La maratona di ieri è stato un altro momento di grande connessione.
The marathon we had yesterday was another great moment of connection.
È stata la perfetta continuazione della prima domenica in cui abbiamo fatto la maratona.
It was a complete continuation of the previous Sunday where we also had a marathon.
Un paio di ore almeno durante la giornata.
And I was connected for several hours throughout the day. And every moment we had over 80 connections. Not single friends, but many groups connected.
La sensazione che tutti gli amici del Clima Mondiale sentono qualcosa di molto importante davanti a noi.
And there's really a feeling that friends from the World CLI feel something very important that is right before us.
Che non sappiamo bene, ma è talmente importante.
And it gave me the feeling that we're facing something which we don't really know what it is, but it is very, extremely important. And all the friends have a feeling of joy on the one hand, and on the other hand, a very profound feeling. Rav, I can tell you that this was an event of a great connection and great success. And in fact, all the European groups took part in it. We were very inspired by the Turkish group. Many of them met physically in order to prepare for the Congress. And many other groups have united physically as well. And I think that was a great preparation for the Congress.
commenti degli amici, l'importanza che hanno dato e quello che sentono.
It was a pleasure to hear all the friends said, to feel their hearts. And this is indeed a new degree, L'chaim Bnei Baruch.
This is truly very exciting. Because we never had such an awakening in Europe, and that's very important. Very, very important, specifically in Europe, specifically right here and now, as in this time, this explosion and great crisis is beginning there. In the whole construction of the liberal world that is consuming itself and gradually disappearing, and that has to do with the media and the approach to life, and we've already seen socialist regimes, and before that and capitalist regimes and Nazi regimes and liberal regimes, and in order to not go back to the same Nazi regimes, we have to activate ourselves, and that is a matter of spirit. So don't pay attention to our mount. We're not little. We're great in quality, and the quality is stronger, and it wins over the quantity, just like we see in nature. Compare the human to all the rest of the creatures. How prevalent is the human, but with his ability, with his intelligence, with his skills, he's capable of subjugating all the other levels of nature. And so, we certainly can influence things, especially in a state where no one knows what to do, everyone's agitated, afraid, no one knows who's right. Then we can disseminate at that point, and it's especially within us. It has to be clear and decided that this is how we have to move the world closer to connection. And then if we exert in the connection between us, it will penetrate through this sort of underground network where all the souls are interconnected. And then we will suddenly see that people begin to talk about it. They begin to know about it on different levels. And that's how the world awakens to correction. So what's happening right now in Europe is very important. And it is truly a new stage in our inner work and in the correction of the world. So let's hope that thanks to all our European groups, we will not only better the state of Europe, but the entire world, and in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Let's move on to Tess.
Moving on to the next part of